Last weekend, a gunman killed 22 people at a Walmart in El Paso, shortly after posting a racist, anti-Latino essay online. More than 50 communities nationwide held vigils Wednesday night, including 8 in California, in Claremont, Oakland, Pasadena, Pomona, Riverside, San Francisco, Santa Barbara, and Sierra Madre. Salvador Sarmiento with the National Day Laborers Organizing Network says the massacre won't keep the immigrant community quiet.
It's really a first step in a call to action to really expose that hateful worldview. Part of the challenge is not letting that hateful worldview create the fear that it wants to create in our hearts.
The day of action was dubbed El Paso Firme, meaning El Paso Strong. In his online posting, the gunman in that incident referenced a white nationalist theory known as the Great Replacement. It bemoans the changing demographics that will end the white majority in the U.S. in the coming decades. President Donald Trump spoke of unity as he visited El Paso and Dayton, Ohio on Wednesday. The demonstrators want to see gun control measures, like universal background checks and a ban on assault weapons, coupled with a commitment by political leaders to fight domestic terrorism. They also criticized President Trump for referring to asylum seekers as an invasion.
It was foreseeable that the hate-filled speeches, the hate-filled rallies, you know, mixed with the uncontrolled access to weapons of war, this kind of violence, sadly, is predictable.
The events were organized by a coalition that includes the Border Network for Human Rights, the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services, the National Day Laborer Organizing Network, the Reform Immigration for Texas Alliance, Repairers of the Breach, and the Poor People's Campaign. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.